Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill is here. And Darren, you preempted it yesterday. When there's a power struggle at the top, there's only one winner, you said.
Yeah, the thing about that, Justin, was I didn't realise it was going to be, he was going to be sacked 30 minutes later. It was quite the day yesterday, wasn't it, for coaches, or in some cases managers, for both Manchester United and Celtic, parting company with Ruben Amorim and Wilfred Nancy. Amorim, 14 months in charge. Darren Fletcher is going to step in for him for the next game, which is tomorrow against Burnley. And then Nancy, last just 8 games, 33 days. Martin O'Neill back in the hot seat there. Who would have predicted that? Paul Curry joins me on the line. What a day, Paul. What a day. Where would you like to start?
Oh, let's start with Manchester United, Darren. And listen, it seems as if the relationship with Ruben Amorim and Jason Wilcox broke down last Friday. They had a meeting to discuss some of the recent performances and results, which would be a pretty normal protocol within a football club, Darren, but they obviously haven't seen eye to eye on a number of different things within that meeting. And then you see the outburst from Amorim after the Leeds game and his post-match press conference, and that has ultimately sparked the decision to remove Ruben Amorim from his position as head coach with Manchester United. But you look at sort of his body of work over the last 15 months, it can't really come as too much of a surprise, I think, to anybody. The league position probably isn't too bad when you look at it on the whole, but that's probably more as a result of the likes of Chelsea, Newcastle, Liverpool dropping off. I think, you know, when you reflect on it, Darren, the inability to adapt away from the 3-5-2 formation is something that was always frustrating for Manchester United fans. The formation is something that the players never seem to adapt to. It's pretty predictable. It hasn't led to brilliant performances. And some of the results in recent weeks, drawing with the likes of Bournemouth, Wolves, West Ham, and then being beaten by a 10-man Everton, is probably not a huge surprise when you reflect on his time in charge. But it's something that, you know, sacking managers in the middle of the season and trying to get somebody in place, there's not a huge pool of managers to choose from.
Yeah, who do you think is going to come in there?
I don't know. It sounds as if they're going to go with Fletcher for the time being. If he does well, maybe he might see it out to the end of the season. And if not, they might put an interim manager in charge to kind of see them out to the end of the season. But there's so much football to play for. I think that's interim way of going about it is a massive risk.
Yeah. What about Celtic? Martin O'Neill back in. It's a funny stat, actually. Both had 8 games in charge. Martin had the 8 games in charge. He went 6-7 of them, and Nancy didn't go well at all for him, did it?
No, it didn't. And you feel for him, like 33 days in charge isn't a huge amount of time to kind of get your fingerprints over the football club. But this one is less surprising than Amorim. The fact that Martin O'Neill had come in and stabilised things and gotten a bounce out of the team, fans probably would have been happy with them sticking it out. Nancy's come in, he's probably tried to change too much too soon, and the results are really poor. You know, losing to St Mirren and then ultimately losing in the Old Firm. With the instability of the club and everything that's going on off the pitch, it probably needs the steady hands and experience of Martin O'Neill to take it forward. So that probably gives Celtic a brilliant opportunity of getting back into the league, Darren, and maybe doing something in Europe.
Yeah, brilliant. Great talking to you as always. Paul Curry there. One game tonight in the Premier League. It's West Ham and Nottingham Forest. That's at 8 o'clock. Robbie Henshaw's recovered from a finger injury. He's fit for Leinster's date with La Rochelle in the Champions Cup on Saturday. But the news, not so good, it seems, for Tadhg Furlong. He is now a major doubt for that match. And finally, the inter-county pre-season continues tonight in the McGrath Cup. Two fixtures. The All-Ireland champions Kerry face Clare and Clare Castle, and Tipperary meet Cork and Temple Tui. Both games get underway at 7 o'clock.
See you in an hour, Darren. Thank you.